The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it. As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. Sally Brandon. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to episode 2 of my Coffee Talk podcasts. For today, I'm drinking out of my yellow mug. I just made my second cup of coffee, even though it's still quite early in the morning. It's just a yellow mug, 2 cup of coffee kind of day, if you know what I mean. So for today's coffee talk, I wanted to talk about trusting ourselves. I felt like that would just be a really good one to kind of follow up the whole being a beginner in episode 1, because when you've kind of decided to go after anything in life, or even just on a day-to-day basis, I feel like one of the most important key ingredients that a lot of us miss in this day and age is trusting ourselves, especially people or anyone that kind of suffers from insecurity or anyone that suffers from anxiety or anyone that suffers from kind of thinking worst case scenario or believing that there's going to be bad things that happen to them or bad things just do happen to them. I feel like a lot of that stems from not trusting ourselves. And this has been a huge kind of theme for me for 2018, just over in February, my sister was down visiting me for my birthday, and we decided to go to this place in Toronto called The Rock Store, and I got a past life regression, which was one of the coolest things I've ever done, not gonna lie. It was so interesting and just so, I've never even done anything like that before aside from tarot, so I thought it was just so cool to see the way my brain kind of worked and where it went and such. One of the things past life regression instructor did while I was kind of under that hypnotic meditative state is bring me to this room where I was able to open a door and have someone of like a higher essence come through. And it was my papa that actually ended up coming through. And I remember asking him when I saw him, like, why do I still get anxious? Why do I still have anxiety? Why do I not feel like anything is ever good enough? And why do I never feel like I'm good enough? And he put such a calming ease over me and just like grabbed my shoulders and was like, trust yourself. You need to trust yourself. Like, see all that you've already accomplished and just trust yourself and trust the timing of your life. And I was just like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. And so ever since then, it has been a big theme of mine that anytime I feel anxious, anytime I feel insecure, anytime I feel like things are going to go wrong, or even if I'm just having a bad day, I just like to tell myself to trust, and then instantly I feel a lot better. Another reason why it's become a huge theme of mine as well is, I think a lot of you guys might know this already, but I was reading Sacred Powers by David G, which I highly, highly recommend. And in the end of the book, he kind of gives you this massive list, like endless list of just so many virtues and values and core beliefs and all of that such. And with them, you kind of have to pick, like, I think it's like 30, and then you go down to 10, and then you go down to 7. And those 7 end up being your sacred powers. And number one at the top of that list was trust for me. And I didn't even realize that that was what's happening until you're done making your list, that he kind of goes, okay, now these are your sacred powers. And the reason why I put trust at the top is because of that past life regression, but also because the whole concept of I trust myself, I trust the timing of my life, and I trust the universe. And instantly, no matter what situation I'm in, I feel better. The thing is we've put so much value into being accepted by other people that we unintentionally have conditioned ourselves to stop trusting our gut and our intuition and start trusting outside sources to keep us validated. And that can even just be in a type of, you know, situation that we're uncomfortable in, instead of thinking like, you know what, I'm a good person. I've got some cool, funny things to say in this group setting. I just feel good. I can trust myself. No matter what comes out of my mouth, I own what I say. Instead, we're kind of waiting for other people to laugh at our jokes, or we're waiting for other people to be like, I like her, or just for their body language to seem more accepting of us before we can accept ourselves. And even just with social media has skyrocketed in the past few years, and we've added a whole other layer of acceptance that we seek, which when dealt with the wrong way, when our perspectives and our intentions with social media start to veer in the wrong direction, it can lead to a very high increase of self-deconstruction, because we put so much value into faceless people that are just liking and commenting on our things, and we kind of look for that source of validation rather than just trusting ourselves. And this can even boil down to thinking of an Instagram caption. Like, how many times have you been about to post a photo and you're trying to think of a witty caption that'll make people enjoy your post, rather than just posting and saying what you actually just want to say? Like, instead of thinking, you know what, this rings true to who I am, it's more like, you know what, is this going to ring true to other people? And it's crazy, because I don't even think we realize that we're fully doing it. But once you notice yourself doing it, it's hard to unnotice it. You can't go back, because then all of a sudden you're writing up a caption and you're like, wow, all I've thought about is how other people are going to read this. It's like, do I even think this is funny? Do I even feel like this rings true to my core? Like, what am I even trying to say here? We're so afraid of making mistakes and looking stupid that we don't step outside of our comfort zones and do the things that are so desperately calling our name, which is like a huge thing we talked about in episode 1 with being a beginner. But I think that also stems from not trusting ourselves. We learn to ignore like the red flags or the warning signs because we've put our intuitions on mute in order to clear more space for the pointless nonsense of what the latest Kardashian is up to, or to give more power to the voice that's telling us what we should be doing rather than what we actually truly want to be doing. I can think of so many times that I've been in situations where my gut is telling me one thing, but I'm doing the complete opposite just to validate myself. Or when I'm in a situation and I am so out of line with myself and so untrusting of myself that everything that comes out of my mouth is jumbled, like I'm stumbling over my words and I'm saying things that I don't even really mean, or I'm in like a group setting and I say something because I feel like that's what the people I'm around want to hear me say rather than what I actually truly believe or think, or just letting things kind of flow naturally. Because once you are in alignment with yourself and once you do establish that trust within yourself, I think that life just flows a lot easier. Even just in general lately, with kind of establishing each morning, I try and just remind myself, you know, again, it's like my favorite go-to, I guess you could say it's like an affirmation, but one of my favorite things to say every single morning or anytime that I'm just in one of those kind of untrusting modes or mindsets is, I trust myself, I trust the universe, I trust the timing of my life. And instantly, everything just starts to flow more naturally because I've stopped trying to manipulate or control what I think should happen. And I just kind of let things happen and trust that no matter what is presented to me, I'll make it through. Because how many times have you been dealt a really difficult hand of cards and you've still made it through that? How many times have you surprised yourself by your reaction or your ability to accomplish something or your ability to just like hold strong in tough situations? I bet you can name off a few times in your head right now that your brain just sparked to. You could even just give yourself the credit of trusting yourself to get up and put yourself out there every single day, because that it takes a lot in our world, especially our generation and the generation that is so heavily under the eye all the time. Everybody knows what everybody's doing all the time. So it can be so easy to become so hyper aware of what we're doing and saying and out of trust with ourselves because we're so afraid of what other people might think, rather than just waking up, living our lives, being who we are, enjoying our lives, and thinking like, I might not be everybody's cup of tea, but at least I'm being true and authentic to myself and my intentions are good. So that's all I can do. That's all any of us can do at the end of the day. I think sometimes we don't even realize the filter that we're seeing ourselves through. We don't even realize that veil of untrust that we've kind of put between us and I guess like our deeper sense of self. And when you put that veil of untrust there, it can be super difficult to not only enjoy your life, but even to just be able to manifest the things that you want in this life. I'm sure we can all think of somebody that we know or someone that we've met in our lifetime that just had such an easy confidence to them, not like a boastful confidence, not the type of confidence where they're doing it for attention, but they are just, you can tell that they just have such a strong trust of who they are and within themselves that everything just kind of flows naturally. People gravitate more naturally to them and their presence is very, like you can feel their presence in a group setting. You can feel their presence no matter where they are. P.S. I apologize if you hear a little tapping of nails. That would be Bentley walking around behind me. When you learn to love and accept yourself and you trust the ideas and the decisions and the prompts that pop up in your brain and pop up in your life because you know and have faith that these things happen for a reason or that you're capable of making those things happen, you fall into such alignment and such balance between your mind and your body and your soul in a way, because you're not just only focusing on what your brain is telling you. You're also focusing on what your soul wants and you're using your body to kind of manifest all of these things and create an equilibrium between all of them. On the flip side, when we believe that we're failures or that our life is a walking suck fest, we stop trusting the moves that we make and the things that we're capable of, only then to find ourselves constantly analyzing, judging, and picking ourselves apart and also everyone around us. Because when we're out of alignment, it suddenly becomes so easy to try and pick apart other people in hopes that we see that they're out of alignment too to make us feel better. Again, it's almost like another outside validation for how untrusting we are of ourselves. It's crazy the way our brains work. But the thing is that you don't have to feel like crap about the fact that we all do that, because like I just said, we all do that. We've all been there. So instead of bashing yourself for thinking that way or noticing that you're picking apart other people in hopes that you find their insecurities because you feel insecure within yourself, just be aware that you do that so that you can stop yourself from doing it and say, no, wait, I'm not doing that. I trust myself. Even if this feels so weird, even if I'm not happy about how things are going, I have to trust myself because that's the only way I can find the joy in all the good and even some of the bad. And I think that that's one of the most important things to remember is that it's not about how much we don't trust ourselves. Don't focus on how much you feel like you don't trust yourself right at the second as you're listening to all of these words that I'm throwing into your ears right now. It's all good because we can totally get back to trusting ourselves again, and it's easier than you might think. It's like a muscle, and the more you work on it, the stronger it becomes. But you do have to work on it. You do have to catch yourself in those moments of untrust within yourself and untrust with the universe or untrust with your life or untrust in whatever you do have faith in. It could even just be karma. Like if you're someone that believes in karma, then you just have to trust that in those moments that you don't feel trusting within yourself. Or another thing that I like to do too when I'm really feeling like overwhelmed or over analytical to myself is just realize that at the end of the day, life is way too short and everybody's going to forget about all this stuff anyway. So it doesn't matter if I said something stupid. It doesn't matter if I looked like an idiot, because as long as I'm having a good time and I'm enjoying my life, who freaking cares? Odds are the people that I'm so afraid to look like an idiot in front of are so focused on them looking like idiots that they don't even notice that I look like an idiot. So why am I sitting here taking up all this time and all this space and all of this energy inside of myself and with my life to belittle and just degrade myself to an even lower state of consciousness so that I can then continue to go on and feel even crappier as the day progresses? Instead, when you make a joke out of yourself or you find yourself in a situation where you're like, I feel uncomfortable, literally just laugh at it. Be like, I feel uncomfortable. Okay. Like I am owning this feeling right now, but that's okay because I trust the fact that I even just feel uncomfortable. Be there for yourself in that kind of weird way, the way that you would kind of like in episode one, where if it was your best friend, because that little voice inside your head, that stream of thoughts that constantly is going in your brain 24/7. Like, we think something like 10,000 thoughts a day, I believe Dr. Phil said once, LOL. So when you learn to befriend that voice and become conscious of that voice, you become present. And when you become present, you realize that it's actually so easy to trust yourself. It's actually so easy to see that we're all just walking along this life, wondering what the heck we're doing and trying to have a good time while we do it. So instead of getting angry or resentful towards the voice inside your mind that says, we are dumb, we are stupid, we cannot do this, we are not capable of this, you kind of learn to think, you know what? I feel that little voice. I feel you. But I think we're going to go ahead and try anyway, because no matter what, we got each other's back. And then that little voice inside your head starts to have your back too, you know? Because then you're not just ignoring the untrust you feel. You're not just letting it consume and control you. In a way, becoming aware of it is kind of taking control of it, which is just like one of the many steps that you can take in terms of trusting yourself again, which I will get into right after this little mid-roll break, because my coffee's cold and I'm gonna go warm it up really quick. So BRB while you marinate in those thoughts we've just talked about. So now that we're back, let's get into the actual meat of what we're talking about here. Like, how do we get to a place that we trust ourselves? First things first, I feel like this is going to sound very contradictive to what I'm saying, but maybe stop trying so hard. I've noticed that anytime I try too hard to trust myself, I'm overthinking it. Instead, I just try to become aware of the fact that I feel that way and then just think, or you know what, maybe that wouldn't happen. Or you know what, maybe I'm not looking like an idiot. Or you know what, maybe nobody cares. And then I just move on to the next thing and I try not to fester and I try not to kind of focus or tunnel vision my mind to whatever thought it is that is making me feel like I'm out of line or out of trust with myself. We need to reconnect with our intuition and our inner guide, because all of the answers and acceptance that we seek on a constant basis on the outside is always within, and it always has been within. And there's pockets that we find it without even trying. I bet you that there is a few times that you can think of where you are just like, you know what, today I feel great. Or everything that you said just flowed so naturally. Everything you did just felt so right. And it felt like it was coming from such a good place inside of you. And that is a pocket of time that you were in touch with your intuition and your gut. And you were in touch with what I like to call your higher self. But you can call it whatever you want. You can call it your soul. You could call it anything. But when you reconnect with that source inside of you, it becomes so easy to just stop looking for that validation anywhere else, because it's always within. And not in a way that you're like, I don't need anybody's opinion. I don't need to trust anyone. I know what I'm doing all the time, and then just no longer take guidance from anyone. But I think it makes it easy, even when you are getting advice from people, even when people are trying to give you guidance, you can kind of take their guidance and take their opinions and take what anybody says to you on a day-to-day given basis and filter it through and see what resonates with you and what doesn't. And you leave behind what doesn't and you take what does and you continue to trust yourself and you just keep going. It just constantly continues to move forward and you progress. I know I talk about this a lot, but meditation has been a huge thing for me when it comes to reconnecting with my intuition, and something that I haven't really fully discussed with you guys before. And it's something that I'm kind of trying to find a way to create content around, whether it be a podcast or a video or whatever, is that when I do meditate, I've gotten to some places where I almost kind of see my higher self. She's pretty cool. She looks like me, you know, she kind of looks like me in the Capricorn Get Ready With Me video. I don't know why, but that's the version of myself that I see, except she's like kind of timeless and she looks like me, but she's fuzzy and she doesn't talk. She has like a moon tattoo on her finger, which I was thinking about getting solely because of this reason. And each time she's just very quiet, but she's very serene and she's very calm. And she doesn't talk to me with her words, but she talks to me with her energy, if that makes any sense. And she kind of guides me in that way. But the thing is that I don't think that we are separate people. I think in a way that is a layer of who I already am and a layer of connection to everything else in the world, because we are so much more than just our bodies and we are so much more than just our thoughts. We are something so much bigger than all of that. And I think that when you kind of make it a habit to reconnect with that intuition on a daily basis, you become more aware of that vast, grand interwovenness of time and souls and life and energy and light on this planet, that everything that you think you care about, everything that kind of leads you to be untrusting, whether it be you have the capabilities or the abilities to do the things that you want to do or whatever situations you're in that make you feel untrusting, those things kind of fall behind in terms of importance because you realize that no matter what, at the end of the day, there's something so much bigger going on. And so you can trust yourself and you can love yourself and you can just kind of like, you know, chill out and just take things a little slower and be a little kinder to yourself and to other people because you trust yourself, but you also trust that there's something so much bigger going on and there's more to life than just the likes we get, the validation we get, or the opinions of how others feel towards us. When we turn off all the nonsense and the distractions and the opinions and the notifications and the scrolling fingers and the whatever, we're able to get a clearer message of trust within with every decision and every moment in our lives. If there's anything in your life right now that you feel like you're struggling with, I'm telling you right now, if you put your phone aside, put all your distractions away, go find a quiet place to sit. And if you can't find a quiet place, another thing I really like to do is just pop my headphones in and play nature sounds. And honestly, just sit. Don't try and think about it. Don't try and find an answer because when you're doing that, you're using your brain and you're using the judgment side of your mind to try and filter through, you know, what's right and what's wrong. I think if you just sit back and you just let your answers come through, that is your intuition talking to you. That is your gut talking to you. There's a part of you that you'll feel start to lean in a direction of an answer or the right path or the right way to take or the right answer or the right road to go down in any given situation. And then suddenly when you feel that and you ask yourself, now, is this coming from a good place? Is this coming from good intentions? And the answer is instantly yes. Then don't overthink it. Open your eyes and there's your trust. You have to trust that. And the more you do that, the more you seek the answers that you look for within, and then the more that you open your eyes and then take action on it, you're building that muscle of trust within yourself and it becomes easier and easier to do without even needing to slip aside and go find a quiet place. Suddenly you're in the moment and you're talking to somebody or something's happening or you're put out of your comfort zone and instantly you already trust yourself because it's something that you've worked on before. So it's something that you've built and created within yourself to know that I've got this. No matter what, I got this. Even if we fail, it's a funny story. And even if we succeed, then great. We're just going to be on to the next thing. The more you trust your gut and then you act on that trust, the more you open up that doorway for more love and self-light to come through and you will reach a higher level of vibrations. And I know that that sounds super hippy dippy, but guys, I mean it. I feel like this is something I so truly, truly believe in. And you can take that and translate it into your own type of wording of life. You know, I'm a little bit more on the hippie side, but you can even just take that and say like you maybe don't raise your vibrations, but maybe you just raise your mood or maybe you just, you know, raise your cups. I don't know. So all in all, anytime you find yourself in a situation where things feel tight, tense, anxious, pessimistic, just get quiet. Cut down the distractions. Go to your happy place, whether it's driving in your car, sitting on your bed, or laying down on the floor of your closet underneath all your clothes and shoes and shutting the door. Honestly, not gonna lie, I've done that before. It's a great quiet place to sit and no one knows where you are. And then close your eyes and just think about whatever it is that is weighing on you and ask yourself, what do I truly think about this? What do I really need to do here? What is the truest and most honest and authentic way for me to go once I open my eyes and I carry forward in life? And if while you're doing this, negative self-talk starts to come through, play devil's advocate. Be like, you know what? We don't know that for sure. But doesn't choosing to be more positive and optimistic just feel better? Like, talk to that negative voice in your head. Because when you're talking to it, you're no longer fearing it. When those fears and those pessimistic thoughts come in your head, it's so easy for our chain reaction to be like, oh my God, you're right, that could happen. And that fear becomes your limit. Instead, when you talk to that voice, almost like you would talk to a little kid that's scared, and you're like, you know what? I know you're scared that that could happen, but what if that didn't happen? What if we could just try and be more positive and optimistic, which is also going to raise the serotonin in our bodies, and it's going to make us happier people, which is going to make us less stressed, which is going to make us healthier and live longer. Even just thinking this, you will feel the biggest weight lift off your chest. Think about all of the things that you've kicked ass at before, or all the situations that you've completely crushed before in those situations too. If you need that little like pump of confidence or that kick step to prove to that voice or prove to that side of yourself that, hey, I do got this. And there's times that we've trusted ourselves before and we've absolutely slayed it. Give yourself some credit. It's not being big-headed. It's just calling it like it is. It's not like you're sitting there being like, listen, I am perfect. I don't need to change anything, because realistically, we all make mistakes. We all kind of fall in and out of the ebb and flow of doing really well and feeling super in alignment with life and struggling and kind of going through some things. But even when you do struggle, even when you do go through some things, even when you are feeling untrusting, you're learning so much valuable information and so many great lessons about life. And you're learning again how to get back into trusting yourself, which each time you do builds a stronger and stronger path for you to walk the next time and makes it easier to find your way back each and every time it happens. And there's going to be times where this isn't so easy to do. And there's going to be times where it is. And the times where I think it's not as easy to do, that's when it's super important to have something bigger to trust in, because in that trust, you'll find the trust within yourself. There's been times where even though I'm sitting there and I'm trying to be mindful of what's actually happening in the present moment, for some reason, I still feel that little bit of anxiety. I talk to something higher than me. I talk to the universe. I talk to God, the Buddha, whatever is up there, up in the sky, because none of us really truly know. But I talk to whatever it is, whatever higher essence that connects all of us, that lives within all of us, that creates the light and the energy that flows within all of us. And when I do that, I can honestly feel the anxiety. I can feel it drip off my bones and just feel so much lighter. There's even times where when I'm in those situations, I talk to my papa. I told you guys that he came through in my past life regression, but he has also come through to me in dreams, and he's come through to me in meditations before. And I don't know if I'm actually seeing him because he's passed away, or if it's just my brain wants to see him so bad that I kind of create this vision of him and I create the things that I wish he would tell me. And so in a way, I'm almost telling them to myself, because again, how can any of us really know what it is? Are we actually seeing things? Is there actually a higher essence? Do we even have higher selves? I like to believe we do, because I think that that faith and that feeling that I get when those things happen is so profound that it's hard to ignore that it could be anything else. But we're never going to know, I guess, until the end of our roads. So why not believe in it anyway? Because if it helps you, if it gets you anywhere closer to just enjoying your life a little bit more, why not trust it? Why not have fun with it? Why not throw caution to the wind, or, you know, logic to the side, and just believe in something that is bigger than all of us, and believe in that sense of magic? Because when you do believe in those things and you do believe in that sense of magic, it becomes easier to believe in yourself and believe in the magic within yourself, because you understand that that magic, that bigger essence, isn't just a bigger essence. It's something that is within all of us. It's something that you'll see when you're watching like a sunrise that has just completely captivated your attention, or something amazing happens, like you find out you're gonna have a baby, or, I mean, hopefully that's a good thing, but, or you find out that you got something you worked so hard for, or, you know, you're just having a moment with your puppy, and you feel that magic. That is the bigger thing that is higher and all-knowing to all of us. But when you create that connection to it, it becomes easier to find that magic more often on a daily basis, which then translate into a higher sense of trust within yourself and everything going on in your life. And then you take that appreciation for yourself, and you take that appreciation for your life, and you take that appreciation for the bigger thing that you do believe in, and you ask yourself what you can make of it. If it's in a given situation, you ask, okay, how do I go about this situation that is going to be honest and true and come from a good place? Or if you're just thinking about life in general, you can ask, what road can I take in this life that's going to make me feel most authentically happy and blissed out, so that then I can turn around and share that good energy with other people? What are you capable of? What do you already know is right for you? Trust yourself with those things and go after them, and stop doubting yourself and stop wasting time doubting yourself, so that you can take that time and take that energy and put it towards enjoying your life and feeling fulfilled by your life and feeling fulfilled by yourself, and also understanding that you are just a human like everybody else on this planet, working your way through things. So there's no need to look for your faults or your insecurities or your flaws. Instead, you can understand that those faults, insecurities, and flaws are a huge part of what makes up who you are, And you even have to trust in those things too in order to kind of rise above them. So what is it that you want to do with this life? What is it that you want to do with this newfound trust that you have? What is burning so hard in your core that you've been ignoring or you've been telling yourself that you can't have it? It could be something as simple as hanging out and getting out more and being in more group settings and being surrounded by a bunch of people because you're tired of sitting in your apartment alone. Or maybe it's that you want to go after your dream, or maybe it's that you just want to put yourself out there more. There's an answer that popped into your head. So trust it. Work out that muscle of self-trust and let this be the first rep in set one of trusting yourself. So there you have it. Those are all of my deep philosophical thoughts on trusting yourself. This is such an important topic to me because it honestly truly has been the number one theme for me this year. I think that there has been a huge chunk of my life that I was so out of trust with myself, and everything I did and said, I overanalyzed, and everything that I was trying to manifest and create in my life, I couldn't tell if it was actually that I wanted it. I couldn't tell if I was actually heading in the right direction. And I couldn't tell if I could trust myself with the things that I was trying to do and create. And so this year, with trying and challenging myself to trust myself more and just become more in tune with that deeper sense of core within that tells you or guides you in situations, maybe when we don't even realize it, becoming conscious of that, I think it's become so much easier to just be like, you know what? No, this is something I really do want, and I don't need to overanalyze it, and I don't need to overthink it. As long as it's coming from a good place, I trust myself, and I think I got this. Even just with traveling lately, I am not gonna lie, guys, I'm a little bit worried. I'm very far out of my comfort zone, especially when I travel alone, because like I've told you guys before, like I get really bad social anxiety, or I get very overwhelmed in certain situations. But lately, traveling to me has not had that feeling, because no matter what situation I end up in, I trust myself. Even if I'm lost, it'll be a funny story to tell when I get back, and I trust myself enough to know that I'll find my way back, or I'll find a way to get through any situation that life presents because of that sense of self-trust, of working that muscle and building it up strong enough that even when I feel completely outside of my comfort zone and completely uncomfortable, I even trust that. So keep working that muscle, guys. Keep on trusting yourself, because you have a little voice inside that is trying to shine through past the negative one, that will like give you little pep talks anytime you need it throughout the day. It'll tell you that you look gorgeous. It'll tell you that what you said was true. It'll remind you of the things that you do believe in so that you don't have to second guess everything coming out of your mouth. And it'll ultimately guide you in the right direction every single day, every single hour of your entire life. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's coffee talk, and hopefully you guys were sipping on something warm, whether it's morning or night, wherever you are, but hopefully you were doing something comforting while you were listening, maybe even stretching, doing some yoga, which yes, I'm about to go do the same thing, so I feel you. Be sure to head back on over here next Monday, because there's going to be a whole new episode, and it's all about social media. So if you liked that little pocket in this podcast, then that's going to be the whole theme of next week's podcast. We're going to go into all of the good and the bad of social media and what kind of perspective and mindset we can give it to kind of create a healthy relationship with it. So check that out next Monday. And aside from that, thank you guys for hanging out with me. I'm going to go do some stretches myself, some meditation, connect with that sense of self-trust, and hopefully it'll carry me through all the things I need to do today. Bye, guys.